The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You know, it's been a crazy week, right? All kinds of highs and lows and ups and downs and roller coasters and oh my God type of moments and so forth. And you know what? For today, I'm going to give you the medical guideline of the week. Go for a walk. Leave your cell phone home and just go breathe and relax, because at the end of the day, we're going to see a whole lot of things shifting and moving around over the next, oh, who knows, a couple, two, three, four, 5 weeks. But what I want you to do is that emotional piece, that trigger, that thing that is jacking us all up right now, regardless of what side of the platform that you're on. This is simply a time of, a friend of mine would say, breathe, relax, take it easy, enjoy what's around you, be present in the moment. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to give you things that you can deal with, things that will make life a whole lot easier for you. We're going to make sure that you have all the tools to keep your health optimal at the level, a level that only a few people could really go after. And by the way, that's something that you have absolute and total full control over, is your health and well-being. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Love to talk to you today. You know, let's talk about everything, anything that you want to, anything that has to do with your health. No politics. I am so tired of politics right now. It's like, you know, I've turned the television off. I'm putting some beautiful music on. Those of you know me, like that, I know that I like opera and classical music and gentleness and so forth. Whether you're in my car, whether you're in my house, that's all I'm listening to right now. You know, and just enjoy everything that's around you, because you never know when it's not going to be there. Let's talk about a couple of things that just came out in the news a couple of days ago, and it has a lot to do with, well, you could tie it into politics, but it's really not. But let's talk about this crazy virus that's out there. But I want to talk about it a little differently. I want to talk about, from a platform, is this coronavirus a true pandemic, or is it a testing pandemic, a PCR pandemic? So those of you who've had the tests done for COVID-19, know that they go in and they stick a cotton swab up your nose or in the back of your throat, and they put it in a test tube, and then they send it out. And within a few days later, you get the results, right? Well, we have this surge of viral patterns right now. And it's surging simply because this is the time of the year, as you've heard me say before, that all viral patterns surge, whether it's a regular cold, whether it's a rotavirus, whether it's some other type of flu, SARS, COVID-1, H1N1, influenza, you name the Ebola, Zika. This is the time of the year, right? So will a huge rollout of COVID tests help end the pandemic? Or will it assure it never ends? Think about that for a second. Will it put an end to it and tracing and going to restaurants and they ask you for a phone number? You go to the store retail, they're asking for a phone number. What are they doing that for? Because they're tracing. They're going to try to figure out who you are, where you are. When somebody gets sick and, you know, somebody tests positive, then they're going to get everybody that was in there that day, and they're going to test you as well. So again, let's start with the question, will this huge rollout of COVID tests help end this pandemic, or will it assure that it never goes away? If you tested as many patients for other viral patterns, H1N1, I promise you the numbers were going to be very high, positive testing. So we've had all kinds of pseudo epidemics before. Let's roll the clock back to 2006, you know, and we'll go to much of the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center was shut down, and 1,000 employees were furloughed and quarantined because of what? Whooping cough. And it was thought to be spreading like wildfire. And it was based on 142 positive PCR tests. See, they did PCR testing then too, but they were looking for that specific viral pattern. So that's 142 out of 1,000. So that was a little over, you know, maybe 14% of the people that tested positive. So the employees also had cultures taken. And a couple of weeks later, not a single one of these employees had a positive culture for slow-growing bacteria, pertussis. Think about that. They finally did the cultures, and not one of them showed a positive growth bacteria of pertussis. There's simply been an outbreak of some other ordinary respiratory disease and not the dreaded whooping cough. And this was published in New York Times, and there was an article that was there that says, faith in quick tests leads to epidemic that wasn't. So my question becomes, is this a similar situation? Is this a fake epidemic? Is it one that is being positively tested, but the positive test and the explanation of it is somewhat not as straight up as everybody would like us to think? There is surprisingly little information on false positive rates of PCR tests for COVID-19. Do you ever think about that? You think about the people who are actually getting sick. If you remember a few programs ago, I said I have a dear friend down in Destin, Florida, that's an ER doc. And he and about four or five other guys own the concessions on different emergency rooms. So I called him up and I said, hey, guy, I said, what's going on down there? You guys open a bottle of Corona? And he starts laughing. He says, no. He says, listen, Tom, he said, we're testing tens of thousands of people a day and they're coming up with positive tests. He said, but they're not sick. And he said, we're sending them home. So if we ended up testing tens of thousands of people for H1N1, or Zika virus today, would we find these antibodies? So there's surprisingly little data on this. So when there's surprisingly little data, you got to say, okay, who's taking the data and kind of messing with it, right? So having great sounding numbers, say, you know, 99% is not enough, right? For all tests, the predictive value of the positive test depends on the prevalence of the disease, the presence of this disease. If most of the people tested are free of the disease, a positive test may be, it might be more likely to be false than a true positive. Okay, just saying. This could actually partially explain the reports of huge numbers of asymptomatic carriers of SARS and COVID-2. So if you tested somebody today, set this COVID-19 aside, but you tested them for other viruses, do you have any idea how many positive tests would show up? You remember we said that you're always getting viral patterns constantly. They're in and out of your body. Your body develops immunological reactions. So failure to recognize the problems of false positives has severe, significant consequences. And what do I mean by that? How about quarantining of people who are uninfected with infected individuals? Do you hear what I said? Taking somebody who's not infected and quarantining them with infected individuals. That's like what happened in New York State at the beginning of all this nonsense last year, right? They killed people in a couple of ways by putting them in there. Here's people with severe comorbidities, older people from nursing homes, and they put them back into the nursing homes. And then they put them on ventilators. So they had all this irritated lung tissue and force feeding, if you will, oxygen into the lung. What does that do? It ruptures these little sacs called the alveoli sac. And subsequently, people are in trouble. They die. So when we fail to recognize the problem as possible false positives, all of a sudden, this coronavirus is not a pseudo epidemic. Many thousands of people, number one, have died. We're not going to set that aside, but they've died from comorbidities with the presence of a positive antibody. But this second wave, and that's really what I want to talk about, the second wave might be a surge in false positive tests that are inevitable in when you start doing mass screenings across the board. In our office, and in combination with three other offices, at this point, we've run several thousand antibody tests. And I'm here to tell you that the numbers don't bear out everything that people are saying. And we have the numbers. We have to keep a log of the test and whether it's positive or negative. And what we're testing for is antibody. That means exposures. So if you have an IgM, which is a positive antibody, it means that you're an active carrier, maybe. And if you're an IgG, that means you were exposed to it, but you no longer have a problem, maybe. And can you get this again? I don't know. So what I'm saying, and I'm not telling you these things simply because I'm sitting here without data, I want you to realize how this stuff is being manipulated and moved around and so forth. So the CDC limits the primers and the probes that may be used with, you know, this PCR testing. So that's what you need to know about. So for the viral sequences that they're used for viral surveillance and, you know, research. So they want to know where it is, how it's going to happen, you know, what it reacts to, what efforts. That's where they want to do, you know, all the tracing. So efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the sequences. But here's the deal. The CDC cannot provide any warranty regarding their accuracy. The CDC cannot provide any warranty regarding their accuracy. So if you get a positive PCR result, you may want to get a confirmatory test, you know, for antibodies, for example, like we do in the office, especially if you're not sick, you don't feel bad. So positive or not, you may want to be sure to have adequate immunological support. What do I mean by that? We've talked about vitamin D. We've talked about zinc. We've talked about, you know, vitamin C, good probiotic, things that decrease inflammatory reactions like NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, and quercetin. All those things help. And get yourself off the sugars, because when you eat all kinds of sugars, regardless of the source, your immunological response is going to be significantly lowered, and you're going to be more susceptible to the common cold, this stupid thing, and lots of other viral patterns that are out there. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about a way to protect yourself, and we have a special offer for you with a pendant, if you will. It's called Air Tamer, and that will kill huge numbers of viral patterns, and you have to have a special code. We'll tell you about that when we come back after the break. But this is a quagmire, and it's one that we want you to really understand. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in a beautiful, beautiful Washington metropolitan day. It's gorgeous outside. Make sure you get outside and go for a walk because it's absolutely lovely. I intend to do that right after we're done with the program. And if you go out now, just make sure you take your headset with you so you can listen. We're talking about this, the PCR testing, the COVID-19 testing, and whether we've got a testing pandemic or there's a real problem out there. And you need to know that. And we're going to talk about Air Tamer because we have a special offer for you from the manufacturers from Air Tamer. And Air Tamer kills about 99% of all viral patterns. Those of you who come into the office, you see me wearing one. And I mean, it does a heck of a job. But we'll talk about that in just a second. And before we get on with it, we have somebody who's been very patient. John, are you still there? How can I help you, sir?
I am, doctor. Thanks for picking up. Last night, I had a real problem. I've got this pain between my shoulder blades. I have COPD, and I've been forced now to do a lot of shallow breathing. And it's making it very difficult to sleep. And the pain additionally, since I do have hypertension as well, it felt like it was going from the back into the heart. And so, of course, I was concerned. And I wanted to get perhaps your take on it. or if you had any suggestions.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. John, are you on oxygen?
I am not.
Okay. All right. So with COPD, basically, you know, it's an obstructive pattern of bringing oxygen in or out of your lung tissue. So the pain between your shoulder blades could be a couple different things. Could it be cardiovascular? Maybe. It could also be digestive. It could be gallbladder because that's the direct referral area from your gallbladder. So if you, particularly at nighttime, gallbladder energy in Chinese medicine gets the highest at night, and the symptoms that are associated with it are going to be more prominent, more prevalent at that time of the evening, or, you know, as you get close to 11, 12 o'clock, or right after dinner time, actually. So it could be that. If you're getting any heart fibrillation where you're going to feel your heart flipping around in your chest a little bit, you find yourself coughing, there's...
I do cough a lot.
Yeah, so what you're getting is just trying to reset your heart as well. With chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it comes about for a lot of different reasons. The alveoli sac, obviously, with this stupid COVID out there, you're going to be one of the groups of people that has to be extremely careful. So if you were our patient, you would be taking a lot of different natural things to help bolster that. But at the end of the day, you have to rule this out. So if you're moving around today and the pain is gone, it's probably not heart, but I wouldn't completely rule it out. Tonight, if you start getting it again after dinner time, then it sounds to me as like it's be digestive. But if you start getting a place where you feel pressure both in your chest deeply and it's kind of knocking your legs out, at that point, I'd get myself to an ER very, very rapidly, very quickly. I can't tell a lot about you. What medications are you on, John?
I'm on carvedilol, and I'm taking the Advair inhaler, and I've got one of the emergency ones as well that I do use twice a day.
John, is this the first time this has happened to you, where you got the pain between your shoulder blades?
No. I did a little exercise. I was mowing a little bit, and I was thinking, well, maybe I, you know, strained a muscle, but it didn't feel like that.
Now, that doesn't sound like what it is, because if you did a little exercise, it would be in other areas as well, if that was the triggering mechanism. It's one of a couple things. If it's not there right now and it shows up again tonight, then it could be, as I said, digestive, gallbladder, liver function, something of that nature. If it's particularly this time of the day right now, the energy for the heart is at the highest. So if you start getting some, you know, chest pressure now, between now and about 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at that point, I would encourage you to go get yourself checked out. That would, to me, that's going to indicate that type of thing. Check your pulse rate, check your blood pressure. If that shifts, where it's not normal for you, then go get it checked out and do it right away. I'm not going to tell you it's nothing. It could be something that could be, you know, could be very significant. But those are the guidelines. That's how you measure it.
Very good. Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you,
very much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling. So those type of conditions have to be watched very, very carefully. They have to be monitored relative to when they show up, this time of the day. So you have the energy from the heart starting to get higher and higher, and people who have heart disease and heart problems or have a heart attack, this is when it really grabs them. More people die of heart attacks in the afternoon than any other time. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this COVID thing and some things you can do about it. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, and we're talking about our favorite subject, maybe not so favorite, right? COVID-19, but from a different point of view. We're talking about the testing and the testing errors that could come about. Listen, I want to talk to you about something, though, before we go on. And I mentioned a product called Air Tamers. Many of you have seen me wear it in the office. It's like a little pendant, very, very small, that hangs over your chest. Well, this thing, number one, it makes for a great gift, but more importantly for yourself, how would you like to be able to knock out about 99% of all viral patterns, right? and across the board. And this thing produces negative ions, and it kills bacteria. It kills viral patterns up to 99% of it, reduces smoke around you. VOC levels drop like crazy within a couple of minutes. And, you know, this company has done the research. The research, legitimate universities and applications over a period of years, started out in Japan. It's straight up virus protection technology. If you want to find it, and we have a special deal for you, go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com, and scroll down. You'll see it says Air Tamer. It says high performance personal air purifier, and that's really what it is. It has 150 hours of use with one charge. This thing is solid and sturdy. I wear it every day in the office. My staff's got them on. I bought them for my family. This is really cool. But anyway, we've got you a great deal. All you need to do is go to the website, RoselleCare.com, and then go down, and you're going to have a priority code when you get this, because you're going to get 20% off the $149.99 retail price. You're going to get 20% off of that. Just put in WMAL. So if this is for Dr. Tom Rozelle listeners, to get that discount, just go online, go to RoselleCare.com, and just remember the primary code is WMAL, and put that in there. And when you bring it up, it'll give you 20% off of that. And we were able to get that just for you. So take advantage of it. Do it today, right now, while you're sitting here listening to the program. You can order it right away. Again, great gift for the holidays. They're coming up. They're right there. And you don't have to go anywhere. Just go online, order it. You'll get it shipped out to you. All done. You know, I get excited about things that work. And this thing works. I mean, it's amazing how it works. But anyway, do the research yourself. Check it out. Let us know if you have any questions. We're happy to answer them. WMAL is your priority code. Let's go back and talk a little bit about this crazy COVID. We'll talk about this Air Tamer again a little bit later on in the program. So here's the deal. Let's pick it apart. We've got all this testing going on. And what if you had a positive PCR test, and or you've been within 6 feet of someone who has? You know, should you be forced to quarantine? Should they lock you down? You know, if you're spreading a deadly virus around every time you speak or breathe, you're a threat to public health. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if it's really like that. But if a swab has simply retrieved some fragments of a long dead virus, something that's dead, it's not even active, and because they stuck something up your nose, you're no more infectious than anybody else. Now, remember what I've said early on. You're always, you know, developing immune response, antibody responses to all kinds of viral patterns constantly. That's how you build your immune system. And when you get in there, you know, and you say, oh, you have a positive this. Well, you can, if you tested for other things, you'd be positive that as well. August 29th of this year, the New York Times published a report and said that the results from PCR, and what that stands for, by the way, is polymerase chain reactions. The test rarely included information on how many times the possible material, the genetic material, had to be amplified. This means exaggerated in order to detect it. Some set a threshold. They have numbers, right? They can go 30 and 40 and 20 and 10 and so forth. And some people said that, you know, this 40 level was sensitive enough to detect fragments. And then I'm going to quote, it said, leftovers from the infection that pose no particular risk, akin to finding a hair in a room long after a person has left. It's like, really? Really? There's an epidemiologist, a guy's name is Michael Mina, and this is coming out of the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. And Dr. Mina said he would set the threshold at about 30. Okay. So then there would be up to about 1,000 times more genetic material in a patient's sample than would of the current way that they're testing to get a positive return. So what he did is he said, you know, we really have to see it, because if we have just something that's hanging out and it's dead, it doesn't really mean anything to us. So there was a review, and it was published in the Times again, and I'm going to read you a quote. And it said, in three sets of testing data that included cycle thresholds compiled by officials in Massachusetts, New York, and Nevada, up to 90% of the people testing positive carried barely any virus, period. That's something else. Barely any virus. So it means that they came up with the viral pattern. You can't spread it. It's kind of sitting there dead, but they're recording these as positive tests. Now, this is not Dr. Tom Rosell telling you this. This is straight out of the articles that I'm quoting from. So a lot of experts were stunned, right, to learn that these high rates of what should be considered false positives, you know, resulted from trace of viruses that they were either dead or too little to cause any kind of infection whatsoever. That makes you step back and say, hey, what's going on? Do we really have this surge in a pandemic, or is it because we're testing? You know how much money they've spent on this? $13 billion has been spent on testing. And the results have caused all kinds of problems, right? Anxiety and disruption and suicides and, you know, people no longer looking forward to the future. Temple University canceled classes for 40,000 students. Why? Because 103 positive tests. Does that mean that they were transmitting this? No, not at all. According to the article, according to the CDC, it's extremely difficult to detect any live viruses in most of these cycles, in something above what they call 30 to 33 cycles. That means an expanded pattern where, you know, they have to, you know, grow it and grow it and grow it to find anything. You're not going to come down with this stuff. 800,000 tests are being done every day throughout the country. 800,000. That's craziness. And we think that there's an epidemic. It's a pandemic because of the testing. Every positive test is called a case, regardless of how little or how much. This is fueling craziness, anxiety, and panics, and, you know, but guess what's happening? The death rate continues to fall. See, this is the stuff that they're leaving out. They're not giving you the whole story. This crisis is never going to go away if we're waiting for zero positive tests. Not going to happen. If you had a cold caused by a coronavirus and were likely to have a few viral fragments kind of hanging out, you know, including cousins like SARS, you know, COVID-2 virus, right? Testing in a country has no correlation with success in disease control. Let me say that again. Testing frequency in a country has no correlation with success in disease control. But you're made to believe that that's the case. We're panicking over the top for what? Yet, and here I want to go on. I'm going to go back to that article. You know, people who've had possible COVID symptoms or coronavirus symptoms or face a high risk of exposure are still denied prophylactic treatment with things like hydroxychloroquine. But also there's a product out there that you heard me talk about. And we had a gentleman on with me that was the head of Phoenix Biological Research, and it's called Ceradivir. It's an oleander. And by the way, it's going to be coming out in a homeopathic form because the CDC kind of pushed it away as a first line. But this thing works. It works amazingly well. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have them back on the program within the next couple of weeks. And we're going to talk about the research. We're going to talk to the research scientists. And we're going to talk about them. And they're going to tell you what this stuff is. It's not only working for COVID-19, but it's working for other viral patterns as well, knocking things out amazingly well. So pre or post exposures, if you will, you know, is one of these things that are being heavily touted, right? And it's based on PCR testing, and it's discouraged or forbidden for COVID, although much safer and cheaper for HIV. It's like, come on, what's going on here? You know, prophylactic treatment, by the way, with hydroxychloroquine, stuff works. Stuff works. Why did they use it? Because it's cheap. Same thing with the Ceradivir. It works amazingly well, and it's been researched for 20 years. Why aren't they using it? Because it's inexpensive, and there's no markup. There's no behind-the-scenes need to put this out in the marketplace. What I'm saying to you is simply this. Please look behind the scenes. Ask the question. When somebody says all these cases are on the rise, ask, are they active cases where they can really do damage? What's the level of infection? And are they spreading it? Are people dying? Are they being hospitalized at a crazy level? You're going to find and you're going to be surprised that the answer to that is not so much. When the articles are out there, they're coming from the New York Times, going back to that August article, when they're coming from the CDC directly, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and they say it is extremely difficult to detect any live viruses in a sample above a threshold. Remember we said the measurement level above 33 cycles, that means the expansion rate of investigation, we'll put it that way so we don't have to get into the technical piece of it. And we're spending huge amounts of dollars, $13 billion. Who's the recipient of that $13 billion? By the way, that's just me asking kind of a straight up economic question. Who is the recipient of all of that? You know, there's a lot of stuff that is not being told. My opinion, strictly my opinion, but do your homework. Do your homework. Read the articles. Go in and dig it out. There's the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Go into their website and find out what they're saying about all this craziness. I think you would be surprised. Just don't listen to the talking heads on television. Don't listen to social media. You know, everybody's got an agenda. Everybody's manipulating and positioning. My job is to make sure that you have all the information. Remember what I've said over the past. My job is to provoke you. Don't believe me or anybody else. Do your own homework. Dig. Go in deeply and really read both sides of the issue. See what it really says. If you don't do that, then you're being led and you're being led in somebody else's direction. It's not okay. It is definitely, definitely not okay. My number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you on any subject. Obviously, I went on a rant today because there's things I want you to know. I want you to be able to defend and protect yourself and your family. Remember, doing things as simple as vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, good probiotic, getting rid of the sugars, making sure you get some exercise, and stay away from the negativity because that drops your immunological response very, very quickly. You know, when you believe what's told without questioning, we're all subject to being at somebody else's whim. So I would encourage you to make sure that you do your homework adequately, that you look and ask questions and take care of your health because, you know, at the end of the day, it's in your hands. Health is a do-it-yourself program. Remember, that was the title of my book that we wrote about 4, 5, 6 years ago. Health is a do-it-yourself program. Don't trust your health in anybody's hands except for your own, and make sure that you do it from a place of knowledge. The information is there. Don't be lazy. Do the stuff that you need to do. Do the homework. Do the reading. Go listen. But just don't be a lemming. Don't be a follower. You have the capacity. You know how to think. You know how to study, do the work, and do it the right way. Air Tamers, one more time, I want to let you know that it's out there. Air Tamers is a little rechargeable device that you can hang around your neck. It comes out of Japan. It's a high-performance personal air purifier. It'll knock out 99% of all viral patterns very quickly. And we've negotiated a price for you for Dr. Tom Rozell listeners. And all you have to do is go into our website, go to RozellCare.com, and then put a code in WMAL, WMAL, and you'll get 20% off of their retail price. And this is fair traded, so you're not going to find it anywhere any less expensive. It's there. We got it for you. We wear them. I bought them for my family. It's a great product. Check it out. See what you can do with it. You know, if you have any questions when we're not on the program, you can always get a hold of us. You just go to our website, go to RozellCare.com, send us a note. If you want to talk to somebody very quickly, just have one of our receptionists say, listen, can I talk to one of your doctors? And they'll call you back And, you know, they'll answer whatever questions that you may have. You know, you don't have to come into the office. If you need data, we're here to give you as much information as we possibly can. That's why we do the program. That's why we continue to expand the profile of what we do. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roszell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you around the country, thank you for listening. You know the time frames. And as always, we'd like to thank our men and women in service. And listening to us is, you know, something that we're very humbled by. And anything that we can do for you, please continue to reach out, and we'll make sure that we do that as quickly and as possible as we can, directing you in the direction that you're asking about. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. James, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, you mentioned a drug a few minutes ago. I couldn't quite pick that up. Could you spell that out? I wanted to check it out.
Okay, so the product name is Ceradivir, and you're not going to be able to get it except for the doctors who are dealing with it, but you can check the company out. It's called Phoenix Biotechnological Laboratories, and what it is an extract of a plant called the oleander plant. And in very, very low dosages, it stops the virus and a lot of other viruses, not just COVID-19, from duplicating. It doesn't kill it by any stretch of the imagination. It stops it from replicating, so the virus essentially takes care of itself. Research is very interesting on this product, and within the next couple weeks, I'm going to have the director of the company on with me and the head research scientist, so we're going to be talking about the product in depth. But it's called Ceradivir, and it's extraordinary. So check it out. And, you know, if you have any questions, let us know. Anybody ends up with a problem with COVID-19, we can put you in touch with the company, and, you know, the company will walk you through the steps and how it's available. It can't be purchased as of yet. It's going to be coming out in a homeopathic form as a nutraceutical. And at that point, you will be able to purchase it. But we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know what's going on. But in the meantime, if anybody's testing positive for COVID and you wanted to do something else, I'm not telling you that you need to do this and go against anything anybody else is saying. What I'm saying to you is that it's available, and we can hook you up with the company, and they can walk you through it. Anyway, James, thank you for calling. I hope that helps. Again, we'll probably have the director of the company on the program probably within the next 2 weeks as we move forward, but we want to give you the most up-to-date information. And going back, you know, I mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine works as well. What it does, by the way, people who have asked is how does the thing work? Why don't they allow people to use it, you know, and on a demand basis? Well, hydroxychloroquine, which is Plaquenil, is an anti-inflammatory. Long-term use of Plaquenil can cause problems with the heart, but in the short term, meaning a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, it decreases the inflammation, which causes the shield around the cell so nothing can get into it. That works, and then 200 milligrams of zinc sulfate, and you got it to good to go. Listen, we're at the end of the program. Remember, we're here every Sunday, same old time, and we do it for one reason only, simply because we love you all. Have a great day. See you next week. Bye.